Zog the Mishnah, the new parak, Daf Tzarihei Omer Aleph. Hamoitze Tfilin, Machnison Zug Zug. If someone finds Tfilin on the street, and now it's a question of, it might be a bizoyin for a Tfilin, or it might be lost, it might be nevad. Rashi says, Besod b'mokim shenevodin, it might be lost, Ritvos says it's bizoyin. So what do? Machnison Zug Zug. You bring them back into the city, Zug Zug. Rashi says zug zug means echad b'roish v'echad b'zroya. That's a zug. A pair of tefillin means you wear on ben enecho and al yadecho. That's the zug. That's a pair. V'hayin a zug k'derech shalov shem b'chol, zog Rashi. Like you wear it on a weekday. B'chol is a tomit and you go back out again to the field. If let's say there's another pair there. U'machlis and zug acher. Zug. Ad sheyecholu. You go one pair at a time. Not two at a time. One pair at a time. That's Tanakama Shita. Now, first of all, Taisa starts off the parak and he says, "Hach pirkam esecha Shabbos have lele misni." This is haitzah. This whole parak is going to be isa haitzah. So why is it doing over here? It should have been in mesech the Shabbos. Sugis of haitzah. First parak hazarek. Let's say to isha, let's say behema. What's it doing over here? Elam mishum liktoni sefer Rabbi Yudah imen doisin adam lechaver lechaver lechaver. We'll see in the Mishnah soon. It says Rabbi Yudah says an eitzah for passing it one guy to another guy, and then it says you can pass one to another even when something is out of the tchum. So that's a connection to Masechta Erevin because of tchumin. That's what Taisa wants to say in the first teretz. Then he says another teretz because of the end of the parak. It says pirkin. It says a pshimin, which is negated to parak mishaytziu. The goyin in Biagro in Shinun Bey says that since this parak is a suri de rabbonon. Not Isur Deraisa. We'll see soon why it's all Isur Drabonon. So Mela, since be ikets Yisoides of Isur Drabonon, so that's Shach to Erevin. Erevin is Isur Drabonon. Erevin is a Takon, it's not a Deraisa, it's not like Shabbos. Then the Takon is Erevin, it's Drabonon. So Mela, it's Shach to Mesach to Erevin. Zog the Mishnah weiter, Reb Gamliel Oimer. Shnayim, Shnayim. Reb Gamliel, the Barplukta of Tanakam, and he says that you're allowed to bring in the Tfilin. Shnayim, Shnayim. Zog Rashi, zug b'roish v'zug b'zroya. A pair, two in the head, mokim yesh b'roish l'anich v'yesh tefillin, and zug b'zroya, and a pair of two tefillin on your arm. Now, that's what Gamliel holds. The Gemara is going to say, because mokim yesh b'roish. Now, it's interesting to note, Rashi didn't have to say the word zug. Zug is more applicable, like it says in the Mishnah's Loshen, on Tanakam, it says, a pair of tefillin. A pair of tefillin means yad and roish. A pair of tefillin is not really two roishes. So why did Rashi have to put in the word Zug B'Roish and Zug B'Zroya? Rashi could have just said, Shnayim Shnayim, Shnayim B'Roish and Shnayim B'Zroya. It's not, the two Roish is not a Zug. It's not exactly a perfect pair. So it's Tickle Shver, whether Rashi calls it Zug, could be that the reason why Rashi calls it Zug is because the Maskana the Gemara is going to say is the reason why it's two is because that's a Malbush, because Mokum Yesh B'Roish L'Niach Be'ez Tfilin. There's a place on the head, the mokum of the tefillin, that's the girdle of the tefillin. It has to be, that is mokum yesh b'roish. So in Mela, it's called a zug, klapi this din. The din of mokum yesh b'roish, laniach shtei tefillin, and laniach shtei tefillin b'zroya. So that is the why it's called a zug, it's called a pier, klapi this din. Maybe that's a pshat in Rashi, we called it zug. That would answer why Rashi calls it zug. The Mishnah calls zug, the Tanakama, which is a zug, it's taka pier, yan and roish. What? Oh, so the Gemara also says Mokim Yesh B'Yad L'Niach Shtei Tefillin. Yeah, it's not a din like we have by Roish when it sits, but it's because of the show with the muscle exactly where what Eich attempts to when a person puts it on the hand when he can't put it on the head because of Bizoyan, he has to put something else on his head. Then the Gemara says you put another pair on your hand, so we see a connection upon him for two pairs on the hand. Zok the Gemara, the Mishnah Vayitah, Bamedu Amamurim, this whole din of Machnison Zug Zug, or Machnison, the Moitzit Tfilin, the Kong Tanakama, the Rosh and the Yad, is B'Yishonois. Yishonois, Zok Rashi, it's Nika, the Kesher, Osek, Min Shakai. So you know it's for sure Tfilin. So you know it has a Kedushas Tfilin, and I'll leave it there, B'derech B'Zoyin. Rashi clearly says, the word B'Zoyin. Avel B'Chadoshois. But if it's a new pair, you're not sure what it is. Maybe it's not Tfilin. It's not recognizable as Tfilin. Maybe it's a kamiyah. A kamiyah doesn't have necessarily a kedusha. It's only if the kamiyah is done properly. Kilchosid has a kedusha. It has to be l'shma. So mele yinalabi mechal Shabbos alayu if it's chadoshes, because it's not clear that it's for sure tefillin.
Are you going to know if it's chadoshes or not?
You look at it, you can see if it's chadoshes yishonos. Yishonos are recognizable. Rashi says shenika hakesha yo osi kamin shakai. you can recognize it. The kesher k'min shakai. So then it's vade tefillin. Mashenge chadosh is not nikah the kesher k'min shakai. Zog the mishnah weiter motzon tzvosim oikrichos. If let's say you find many pairs of tefillin tied together, k'shorim harbet tefillin b'chol kesher. So if you find so many, it's not even humanly possible to make the trip back and forth. I need to load them all up in one shot. So it's impossible. Not Tanakama, not the Gamliel either. So what do? Machshich aleihen umevion. Then you wait until nightfall. You stand there, you wait and protect it. And then you bring it only afterwards. You have to stand there, yes, because it'll be Zoyan. It should make sure that it shouldn't be, something shouldn't happen to it. So machshich aleihen. You have to wait there. Umevion, and then you bring it only afterwards. Zog the Mishnah Vayta Tzarihem with Beis. Ubesakona, or if you can't wait around over there, I'm concerned about Listim, it's a bad neighborhood, I can't stay there. So the Mechasan v'hoylech loy, then you're still obligated to Mechasan, to cover it. Cover it that it shouldn't be, something shouldn't happen to it. V'hoylech loy, and then you go away and you come back after Shabbos. That is what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah continues. Reb Shimon Oymer. Noislon lechavero vechavero lechavero. That's what Tosafot brought. There's an echad timtzah of the tefillin. You know what you can do? You can pass it to the guy next to you within Dalad Amos. Within Dalad Amos. And that guy gives it to the next guy, and the next guy, and the next guy. Ad shemagia lechotzer achitzoino. Until you come to the chotzer achitzoino. Now, we're talking about, as before, in the Goyen Yankov and others, the Chotz HaChitzoyne, we're talking about an Issa D'Rabbonon, meaning we're not talking about bringing it stamped to Rishus HaYochid. We're not talking about an Issa D'Raisa. Or we're talking about maybe Rishus HaYochid where you don't do the Hanocha, you pass it to the hand of the Balabais, he's one that's Oika from your hand and you stretch inside. But the point is, it shouldn't be an Issa D'Raisa of Akirin Hanocha, but rather you're passing it So like this, it's not an Issa D'Raisa, it's Issa D'Rabbonon. Now, why is this better than yourself? Like you said, Bessim, you can go yourself, pachas, pachas, midalad amas. Zok to be aloch, if you go yourself, pachas, pachas, midalad amas, you might end up going more than dalad amas. That's the whole pachas, pachas, is b'dievet, b'dievet. It's better to go, chaver lechaveroi, where Rabbi Matka Adodi, each one reminds one another. Zok to be aloch, Bessim, only need two people. You can have two people. I go here, I go here. Let me move over, so we remind one another. But Lemaisa, there's a tzat to say, he says, that it's still better to use numerous people versus one, versus two only. Because two people, the vort might be, there's a takoni, you're not supposed to go less than dalad amas, more than once. Because if you do it more than once, you might end up doing it more. So if you have many people, so lechari it's in stages. If you have many people, use them. If you have two, use that. If you're stuck, then ein chanami, pachas pachas, is always a din that be the evid that can be used in a case like this. Be halacha is a shin mem tes. Yeah, what'd you say? Chotzer chitzoyne, so... It means that it's the first Zok Rashi Shalir Shi Mokama Mishtamer. It's the first possible place that it's ready Mokama Mishtamer. But Zok Goyen Yankov, we're not talking about an Issa D'Raisa. Issa D'Raisa would be a regular Rishus HaYochid. He says we're talking about that it's a Chotzer that's Pesuch LeKarmelis, so mainly it's not a regular Rishus HaYochid. Or he says if it's a Rishus HaYochid, then you have to say Nechatimtze that it's not an Issa D'Raisa. Like we said, this paragraph is really Issa D'Rabonon. We're not being Mate Issa D'Raisa because of Bizoyin. We're Mate Issa D'Rabonon. There's only a credit to Bizoyim, not Mati Issa D'Raisa for Bizoyim. Because at the end of the day, if you bring it to regular Shus Yochid, it's an Issa D'Raisa. Because the Hakir Na'anocha. So he says that Yishayach, that you put it in the Shus Yochid, and the Balabais does the Hanocha, takes it out of your hand, like the Mishnah Dabez and Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah Vayit, v'chein b'noi, noisa l'chaveiro v'chaveiro l'chaveiro. If a woman gave birth to a child, and it's now in the field on Shabbos, so also, you can get this kid out of the field by carrying it, by bringing it, and passing it, chaver lechaveroi. Afilu meyo, even if there's 100 people involved. Now, are we talking about sakonas nefoshes? That's something else. That's not a chiddush, correct? Vices, we're not talking about that type of sakona. Rabbi Yudoim, but even if it's sakona, if you have an option to do it in a way that it's memai de issa, so then, of course, it's only sakona maybe to leave it there. But if you're memai de issa, ayde chaver lechaveroi, that's the ideal way. It doesn't have to be even for a sakana or for a mitzvah. It could be stam. And that's what the chiddush was. That's what Tosis brought, that this is one of the reasons why it's mentioned over here. It's in Masechta Erev in this parak. Because it's chutz atchum. It's a trum dekadin. You can't go chutz etchum. You can never be marking more than the tchum of the bailim of his shvisa, since it's going to him. Whatever he was ma'arif, it doesn't. They argue on the din of chutz etchum. Toisa nomen aleph. I'll just speak out. Toisa says machnisan zug zug. He brings the gemara in beyed after zvov that we're talking about the loymintre machmas kalvi. It's not protected from dogs. Ava mintre machmas kalvi. If it's not a question of dogs. Being maziget, afkav lo minta machmas ganvi loy, because the Gemara over there says that loy ganvi Yisrael. You're talking about in the Yisrael Rubi Yisrael. So then there's no problem because on Shabbos they're not gonna be mechal Shabbos. Even if the loy ganvi Yisrael, for that you don't have to bring it in. Masha'enkein for klovim are gonna be maziket. So it's only when it's lo minta for klovim. Now obviously if it's in the Lididon, we live ben akum with loy akum. So then it's shaper the roiv ganvi akum. So then machmas gnev would also be a problem. Just mitzad roiv ganvi yisrael, there won't be a problem only because of klovim. And Tosfos says bechadosh is potter. Chadosh doesn't mean potter. It's an iser. If it's chadosh, if it's a suffix, you're not allowed to. If you're not sure if it's even tefillin, it's an iser. And that means by yeshonis you're mechuyev to. So it means it's not pshat potter of a lot. It's an iser to do it, and it's a chiyev to do it when it's yeshonis. There's an interesting Prima Godim in Simon Shin Aleph. He says that if you find Tfilin de Rabbeinu Tam, since we don't make a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam, so on that there would not be this din, possibly, it's Mesupik, I think, if you taka bring it in, because it doesn't have that same dagger. Others argue that about Kaponim, that's what he says. How do you know what's inside? Maybe it says of them on the zekel, it says Tfilin de Rabbeinu Tam. That's what he says, Echet Imtza. Now, this Fasemis says, let's say you find only one, shel roish only, or shel yad only, is the same din or not? Pasht says yes. Zok tesfasem is no. You know why it's different? It's possibly also because it's not the derech malbush. We've seen the Gemara soon. The whole word you bring it in because derech malbush. It's what you do in a weekday. In a weekday, you don't wear one without the other. So it's lacking the derech malbush. So we consider it a masui. So one alone is worse than two. One alone, you attack and maybe not bring in. Zok the Gemara, zug echod in, tvei loy. It's mashma only one pair. That means according to Tanakam, you can only bring one pair, shel rosh and shel yad. And then you have to go back in and take a second pair. Lematan stomach the loik rameya. This is not like rameya. Usually stam mishnah is rameya. Tanakam is rameya, but this is not like rameya. Why? Which rameya? The ik rameya, ha'oma loibish kol mash yochel lilboish, v'oitu kol mash yochel latoiv. In Shabbos, daf kuf chof, over there you have a sugya. If you have hatzolas leika, if you have a fire, and you have to save your kol kisveh over there, if you have to save your tefillin, so the Rameya says, you wear whatever you can wear. That means if you can put on numerous pairs of tefillin, put them on. Which means numerous pairs of clothing we're talking about. Because you can wear 5 shirts, 20 jackets, and save it. Derech Malbush. So the Tanan, Ulashom Moitzi Kol Klei Tashmishoy. That means to the chotzer that's next to the dleika, you bring all Klei Tashmishoy. V'loivish Kol Mashiach Lilbush, you wear whatever you could. V'loivish Kol Mashiach Latoif. And so we see Al Kaponim here, it says that you only bring one pair. And not like that Mishnah. And how do you know that's Rameya? How do we know that's Rameya? You wear 10 shirts, 14 jackets, 4 coats, and you go back out. And then you go back in there, in the Dleika. And you do this numerous times. And over there it says that you do this kol hayom kuloy divrei Rameya. So we see Stoma, our Mishnah is l'chari, not like Rameya, because our Stam Mishnah, who says only one pair. It's not a stira. Why? That's talking about wearing clothing. And here talking about tefillin. Omar Rove, afilu tem Rameya, hosom derech malbushoy b'chol, k'shavya rabonon, hosom derech malbushoy, sekechol shavya rabonon. In the weekday, sometimes you wear 2 shirts, 2 sweaters, when it's freezing cold outside. You can wear a jacket and a coat and another coat and an additional coat. It's shayach, it's derech malbush, since it's done in the weekday. So meilat muta. So meilat kechol shavya rabonon. Over here, the derech malbush is what's done in the weekdays, not to wear 2 pairs. So mainly, that's why Rameya says it's one common denominator, derech malbush. Since in a weekday you can wear whatever you want, and it's done sometimes, so mainly, we allow you to wear more than one pair. Since in a weekday derech malbush is only to wear one pair of tefillin, so lenyan hatzolah nami zug echad in tvei loy, and that's where le'olam can stim with Rameya, it's not a stira. Now Rashi says, in the Bamasa zug echad in, why only one pair? The Kosova Shabbos man tefillin. We'll see soon in the Gemara, but right now we're assuming Shabbos is a zman tefillin. So why only one zug? Since Shabbos is a zman tefillin, so mele you're allowed to only wear one pair. Why? Because since you're mekayim not a mitzvah of tefillin, it's a zman of tefillin. So uvelava tzolanami the belava tzolanami in bola neach tefillin meniach. If not for that tzola, if not for the bizon, you'd also put on one pair. Umishubat tzola lo shirin letzvei. Hatzola doesn't change the picture. The reason why we say zug echod in Tanakama, Kong Tameya, and not more, is because even Shabbos is man tefillin. And what would you do if not for that tzola? You'd also wear one pair. So we don't allow any more than you would have done if not for that tzola. That's a Rashi learns. Tosis argues on this. Tosis says in the Bamaskel, Iko Savar, Tosis says clearly, at the end of Tosis, Eliyah Shloimeh, argues on Rashi, the is man tefillinu, Iko bal Tosif. If you hold Shabbos man tefillin, then that's the mitzvah. So if you do any more, it's bal Tosif. If it's not the Zman Mitzvah, Shabbos loves Zman Mitzvah, then you could wear two. But because it's Zman Mitzvah, so my that's Bal Tosif, you're more than one. These Zman Tfilinu, Ika Bal Tosif, Avakav Lo Mechavin. Even though you're not Mechavin for the Mitzvah, it's still Bal Tosif. Kedemazik Lo Pegu Bezin, Uloch Ezug Echad In Tfei Loi, that the reason why it's one pair Kontana Kama is because Shabbos Zman Tfilin. Tosif says because it's Zman Tfilin, so it's Bal Tosif more. Rashi learns because we only allow what you would have done if not for Atzola, and Atzola doesn't allow any more. And that's the Machlokes Rashi Tosis. How to learn the Zug Echad to come to Rameya. Zog the Gemara weiter, Rabbi Gamliel, Oime, Shnaim, Shnaim. Rabbi Gamliel, by the two dots in the middle of the Omid. Rabbi Gamliel says, Shnaim, Shnaim, you can wear two at a time. Now, two at a time means two shal yad, two shal roshes. Zog the Gemara, Michael, so what does Rabbi Gamliel hold? Ikos of a Shabbos man tefillin. If you hold Shabbos is man tefillin, so then Zug Echad in Tveiloi, like we just explained. If it is man tefillin, so Tosis learns about Tosif. Rashi learns because that's what we allowed. We allowed what you would have done if not for that tzola too. So why are you suddenly wearing two pairs? Because of a Shabbos loves man tefillin. Elamai Shabbos is not man tefillin. Umishmat tzola derech malbush shogel le'rabonon. And because of that tzola, we allowed you derech malbush to wear even more than one. So then why dafka two? I feel a tvei nami. So then why dafka two? If it's loves man tefillin, so then we allowed it because of derech malbush. And Rashi says that makes it a tachshit. So it's not a masui. So then even though it's not the norm, but lamais it's a tachshit. It's a tachshit. Lamais it's worn. It's an adornment. So then, it should be mukta even more than two. Vosep is only two. And for the Gemara, lo oilam kasova Shabbos loves man tefillin. Rabbi Gamliel agrees Shabbos is loves man tefillin. Faket, he argues. He says it's loves man tefillin. If it's loves man tefillin, so why only two? V'chishori rabbonon linin atzola derech malbush b'mokam tefillin. What we allowed for atzola is derech malbush b'mokam tefillin. That means we allowed only b'mokam tefillin. Zok Rashi, b'mokam tefillin, meaning haroy laniach by tefillin she'en kol haroyish kosher laniach tefillin. That means only on your forehead, on the mokam she'esh b'roish laniach based tefillin. Again, enter the Gemara, lo'im k'sov v'shabbos lav z'man tefillin. V'chishor rabbonon l'inyan hatzola, it's only derech malbush b'mokam tefillin. That means we allowed you for hatzola derech malbush on the mokam of tefillin. More than the makam of tefillin, meaning if makam yesh b'roish laniach beis tefillin, anything that sticks out of the makam yesh b'roish, that becomes a masui. The whole vort is derech malbush, we allowed you for atzola, even though it's lav z'man tefillin, because it's a malbush in the choil, but it has to be in the makam of the malbush. But once it sticks out of the makam of the malbush, it becomes a masui. And that's taka osa. That's what Rashi clearly says, it becomes a masui. Tosis says, shaloi makam tefillin, it's not a malbush in the choil. So that's what becomes a masui. Meaning it's good for a masui, a little similar, but that's how he learns. Zok Teis is in the bottom of Chishori, El Nira Datam, Mishum Dele Mikri Malbush, El Bemokam Shirog El Nicha B'chol. It's not a malbush. It's only a malbush what's worn. You don't wear your jacket on your feet, you don't wear your pants on your hands. It's not a malbush. So if it's not the mokam of the wearing it in the chol, it's a masui. It's not a malbush. Two pairs you could, because mokam yesh b'gosh, we'll see soon in Gemara. But anything more, the Gemara is a kasha, if it's lavas mantfilin, if it's mantfilin, I get it. That's what you do. Nothing more for atzola or bal toisif. But if it's lavas mantfilin, so then why can you wear more? Als atzola. Teretz is, we only allow atzola derech malbush. Anything more is masui. It's masui if it's not worn like that on the weekday. And that's why it's also, we only allow malbush and takshin on Shabbos, not masui. Zog di Gemara, ihochi, zug echod nami in Tveiloi. So why taka two pairs? In the weekday, what do you wear? You wear one pair. The Gemara is going to say Mokim Yesh B'Goyish. But right now we're assuming, if he's saying it's an Inderech Malbush, Vosef is two. Zog di Gemara, Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Mokim Yesh B'Goyish, Anich Beishtei Tfilin. There's a Mokim in the Goyish to put two pairs of Tfilin. Zogt mal nicht der Reusch, an der Reusch can understand that that's like a pshat, mokem yesh bereusch. But the Yad Michael Meimar, on the Yad is no mokem yesh bis lanich steht fillin. So mokke der Ravuna, dom Ravuna. Pomme schon bomen as sod be khabelos al Reusch. The person is coming from the field and he has a package on his head. He's carrying a barrel with he's carrying something like in old days they put stuff in their head. Um es salkem mir Reusch, it's be so to have something on your head with the tefillin. So um es salkem mir Reusch, you remove it off your head, where do you place it? The kosher bezroya and you put it on your zroya. So Mela, it's mokum yesh biyad also, that you put the tefillin on the shalyad on there also. Meaning you put the yad and the roish. On the roish, it's a dinner mokum yesh biroish. On the yad, po'omim, you have place the shal roish on the yad when it's bizoyin on the roish. Zogmo, eme domer avuna shloyinak ban derch bizoyin. Eme chanami, as derch bizoyin, that's what you do when you're stuck. But roi mi omar. Roy mi Omar, is this the Roy? Is this the place that you place it? By Shabbos, the whole word is it's a mokum that's Roy. It's a tachshit. It's a malbush. This is not a malbush. It's what you do when you're stuck. There should be bizoyin. That doesn't mean that that's Roy for kach. L'chor it's not Roy. Zog the morgah ela kodom Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yitzchok. Mokum yesh b'Roy sheroy lanich b'shtei tefillin. Hochanami mokum yesh b'yad sheroy lanich b'shtei tefillin. The yad is a mokum that's Roy lanich b'shtei tefillin. And that's like the end of the maskonet that comes out. It's mokum yesh biyad also. Zok the morah tonet ve'menasha al yotcha zu kiboyres. Kiboyres is the muscle. That's where you place the tefillin shiyad. Beninecha zu katkat. Katkat is on your not the forehead where the forehead, but on top of you where you, the saris start all the way till the place where the head of a tinak is soft. Zok the morah hechi amri katkat hechi. Where is that? Amrit ve'rabiyane mokum shemoicha shal tinoik roifes. The place where the moich of the tinoik is roifes, where it becomes soft. And in Levi Leo, he says that moicha shal tinoik roifes, that place is be'etzem the koyach of the koyach haria. And it says tak in the Torah Bein Enecha, that the koyach haria comes from that spot. So mele, that's like a moicha shal tinoik roifes. So it's a, some type of kiyum of Bein Enecha also. That's how we understand, that's how you understand how it works. Now it starts from where the beginning of the hairline is, all the way until the makam shemoicha shatinek choyfes, where it becomes soft. Now, this includes the whole tefillin, including the tura, everything. Not just part of the tefillin, part below that. It has to be adjusted. The place where a person's hairline is or was, that's the makam tefillin. Anything below that is not the makam tefillin. So you're not putting it on correctly if a person doesn't have it exactly like that. Now, Tosis says from here, what's the shear? Are we talking about base tefillin? Is base tefillin, does it mean two to the right in the width or two going back one behind another? Meaning in, from the hairline until the mokrim. What does it mean? So, mesupikri eiz shear yesh begoichat tefillin. The yesh oisim gdolim chavreim. Some of them are larger. V'yesh oisim ktanim v'yoysa. Umidikom mokrim yesh begoichat anich beis tefillin mashma the shear roichvoy sheis malam mokrim ashnayim. V'oimari. The motz of a medrash, the shiur and kebez etzboys. The shiur of tefillin is two etzboys on two etzboys. And it brings a raya from the tzitz. The tzitz was roich of two etzboys. And the Gemara says in Erchin that the sar was nearer between the tzitz and the mitznefes on his head. Sheshom aniach tefillin. So we see clearly that it's bez etzboys al bez etzboys. V'doyme the tzitz hoye b'mokam aroy laniach tefillin. So we see that it's a shiur of bez etzboys. Avdgav tzitz siv metzchoy. But really it's on the head. It sits higher up, and there's hair that's exposed, and that's, until the mitznefes, that's a mokum. In Maiserav, the goyin was makpitaka, that tefillin should be not more than beis etzboys al beis etzboys. Two finger breadths, not too large, because then it's in the chisaron in the kiyum din, of mokum yesh b'roish laniach shtei tefillin. Now Teisov here says, the kiboyres. What's the kiboyres? Zok Teisov. Hu kvutzas bosa shebezroyoy. That's the muscle. Shebein hamarpik, shekorin kuda belaz, uven akose, between the shoulder and the elbow. Vikiboris come a kiboris de hani. Veloy come a farish kifarish kiboris, kvitsas bosa shemen pisas yad le marpik, that's between the pisa yad and the elbow, somach le marpik, lower to the elbow. Because it's, usually it means the zroya is on the muscle. Now, and then he says it's sima keneged alev, so it's on the muscles. So when you put your hand down, it's keneged alev. So, there's a machlokes in the poiskin. The Beis Yosef says that it's better to place it closer to the chatzi, the half of the muscle that's closer to the elbow. That means the lower part of the muscle. However, and the Gemara, even though the Gemara only discusses now mokim yesh b'roish, the Gemara doesn't discuss about the mokim shal yad. So, from here, someone wants to say that the Yad is the ganze Mokum Kiboris and Besim is good, because the Gemara is not Shokel V'Tori in the Mokum B'Yad, only in the Rosh Gemara is Shokel V'Tori. The Rambam Taka says the whole Kiboris. So it comes out as a machlokes in the Rishonim. Tosis brings, not like the Tzad that says that it's lower by the elbow, but rather it's between the Kiboris and the Kosef. That is the Mokum Zroya, that's the Mokum that is Simas Alev, that's the Mokum that we're referring to. Now the Rosh in Hill's Tefillin brings, there are those that are noyeg like this other Tzad to place it on the Perek HaTachtoin. But Lamaisa, we all machriya like Tosis, that it has to be in the Perek HaElyon, which is on the muscle. Now, on the muscle itself, like we said, the Hagoyis HaSmak says that it has to be in the Chatzi Etzem HaTachtoin. And that's what the Ramo Paskins, and that's what the Beis Yosef says, the lower part of the muscle. Now, the Lemaise, the Rambam, and the Goin is Matmiya, that Lemaise, the Gemara, does not mechalik at all in Kiboris, where on the Kiboris. By the Roish, the Gemara describes where the Kiboris, the Gemara doesn't say, so there shouldn't be a place to differentiate on the Kiboris. As long as it's on the muscle, the higher part, the lower part, it shouldn't make a difference. The Maaseh Rabbi Halacha brings this tzad that be'etzim the whole kibaris is kosher, and we don't find a specific place in the kibaris. But Maaseh the Ramo and the Mechaber and the Beis Yosef, they all say that it should be on the lower part, the chatchil on the lower part of the kibaris, the lower part of the muscle. We'll stop over here towards the bottom of the Omid, 9 lines from the bottom. We'll continue tomorrow. Lema b'derav Shmuel b'rav Yitzchok komiflegi.